This is Bodhi McCoy with the Seventh Heart Dance in the first class. This heart dance is associated with that part of the prayer where we say, Our Father. And that part of Our Father, which is about our true identity as God's children. The chakra that is associated with this class and this heart dance is the crown chakra. And we often say with regards to our identities, the hat we wear identifies us. We don't live in a culture where hats are worn that much, but in cultures where hats are important, the kind of hat that you wear often identifies the type of work you do, the type of person you are. And this is even further clarified when we look at the type of yoga associated with this heart dance and this level of the Lord's Prayer, and it is Raja Yoga. Raja Yoga is the royal yoga. And the purpose of Raja Yoga is to embody the royal human presence. In those cultures where, and in the past, most cultures had royalty. There was a king and a queen, a royal family. And oftentimes, those positions were abused, and our awareness of that is most often an awareness of the abuse of power, because the ego takes control of that and says, oh, this is mine, this is all about me, me, me. It's not. True royalty is a beautiful thing, and it's wherein the royal family lives in a particular way and creates symbolically an important reminder for the whole kingdom of what it is to be God's child, of what it is to be truly, as the Bible says, kings and priests, all of us. How is that true? As God's children, we are creators. I'm not the creator of your reality. I'm not the creator of the earth. I am the creator of my own reality. I am the creator who decides how I will experience your reality. I am the creator who decides how I will experience earth. That makes me the authority within my reality. I am my own royalty. How I choose to act, to think, to behave, to respond. This is always my choice. Now, I may have a program based on a particular belief of who I am. The ego creates this identity based on how the world responds to it, based on what feels good, based on what doesn't feel good, based on essentially what we believe. If we believe that the world is a bad place, then we're going to have a bad experience. And that bad experience could be that we decide that the best way to live our lives, since it is a bad world, is to be bad. Or, if we can't betray our hearts in that way, then we betray our hearts in another way, which is we become a victim to the badness. Either way, We participate in it. We are the ones who manifest it in our own experience. There was a movie that came out a few years ago called A Beautiful Life, about a story of in a concentration camp. And it was this most wonderful rebellion because this person fought against the reality of the concentration camp, refused to live and conform, and in secret created a delightful experience there. It's a very powerful, powerful movie. Because it speaks to that part within us, which within each of us, where we know that we are, that we do have that power. The first word of this dance is controlling. And this is one of the words in this system, this network of dances, that people do not like. They don't like the idea of control. And that's just because we put a negative spin on the experience of control. But what is control? Control is simply focus. When you decide how you will focus your mind in this moment, you are in control of your experience because you are the one focusing your awareness. When you let past the past, the way you have been before, habit patterns, memories, beliefs, control how you will respond in this moment, focus your attention in this moment, then you are not in control. You are not accepting the authority. You are not acting as royalty. You are serving something other than your own true identity as God's child. When someone tries to control you, all they're doing is telling you how they want you to focus your awareness, your energy. And when we go to work, when we work a job, essentially what we're doing is we're selling some of our free will to someone else. We're saying, I will focus in the way that you want me to focus during these 8 hours. But within the ways that they choose to ask you to focus to do a particular job, if that job is not something that you enjoy, then you are betraying yourself. If that job is not something that you feel free to be yourself in, then you are betraying yourself. And the difficulty that you're having is because of that betrayal, because you have a belief that says, in order to make a living, I must betray myself. I must give up my precious right to focus as I choose. And based on the patterns of how we choose to focus and how we become trapped in those patterns and in the relationships between ourselves and others that define how we focus, we all have an experience to a certain degree of being trapped. The second word in this dance is liberating. In order to have the experience of liberating, you have to acknowledge that you are in a trap. You are God's child, yes, but you are also in an experience of liberating yourself. A lot of people live in a fantasy world. Their spiritual lives are separate from their worldly identities. They go to work, they do a particular thing, and they're a different person than the same than the person that goes to church. That's not how it's supposed to be. You are who you are, wherever you are. Church could not, should not give you a greater permission. I remember when I was a young child and walked into a church, and I felt this sense of holiness in the church. I believed that that was God's house. Not just because they told me that it was God's house, but because I felt it. I felt the sacredness. And then many years later, I realized, oh, it wasn't that God was more present in the church. It was that I believed he was. And because I believed he was, I came present to be with him. And it was my own coming present to be with him that gave me that experience. And this is how we liberate ourselves, by coming present, by taking authority over this moment, by liberating this moment from all other moments. And you can do that right now. But the mind is like a computer. And this is a great value of the Lord's Prayer, in that it is a very, very powerful program for changing the program of the world back to the true program of spirit. It is powerful because it aligns with that true program and liberates us into the truth, which sets us free. And the truth simply is. And to be in it, we simply need to be. But to be, we must also be reminded of who we are, because we live as an ego. We are God's child. We are kings and priests. We are creators. We have the power right now to think happy thoughts and experience greater happiness, or to think sad thoughts and feel unhappiness. The question is, what do you want to feel? Honor that. Think in that way. As you think, in your heart you shall become. The thoughts that you think, you will feel. And so to be truly liberated, what we need to do is to train our hearts through thinking to be who we truly are. The third step or word in this dance is accomplishing. Here is a great trap, a great way that we are controlled, is the belief that in order to succeed in life, in order to have a really good life, we must accomplish certain things. And those things are laid out for us by the culture and the world that we live in. I grew up believing and being taught that I had to go to college. If I didn't get a college degree, my life was going to suck. If I didn't do certain things, if I didn't follow the rules, if I didn't learn what I was told, if I didn't behave in a particular way, my life was not going to be good. And I struggled with that. Part of me still does. But in every day I come closer and closer to the truth, which is that it is not for me to accomplish anything, because I am God's accomplishment. Just being myself is the accomplishment. The greatest accomplishment that I can achieve is to simply be as God created me. And Jesus says to be in the world, but not of the world. Sure, do the job, earn the salary, pay the rent, but be yourself. One of two things will happen. Either you will transform the job into something better by being yourself, or they'll fire you to create a space for someone else to hire you, and that will happen. Or maybe it's time for you to have your own business. But to know what is right for you, you must be dedicated to being you. There is no putting off for tomorrow. Give no thought for tomorrow. If you enjoy learning because you're interested, great. Study, learn. But don't go and learn and study and make yourself focus in ways that are not enjoyable to you, just so that you can get a better job someplace in the future. Because if you don't enjoy the process of preparing for that job, I can guarantee you, you are not going to enjoy that job. And I also know that if you know what it is that you want to do, and you can see it clearly, and it feels good to you, you will be able to do many things to get there that otherwise might have not felt good to you, but will feel good simply because you are not doing them for something separate than yourself. You are doing them as a way of honoring, of liberating yourself to be the true accomplishment that you are. The fourth word in this dance is free. The illusion of freedom that we all tend to participate in has a lot to do with mobility, going here, going there, to be free. But that's not freedom. What freedom is about is simply being who we are. The freedom to simply be, to not have to go anywhere. Everything that you need, all the permission that you could possibly require, want, hope for, all the permission to be yourself is present right here, right now. You don't have to go anywhere or do anything, to simply be who you are. And there is no point in your life where you will ever accomplish enough to have that permission. It's a good illusion because we're creators, and if we believe that when we get $1 million we're going to be free, we might actually feel free when we get $1 million. But it won't be the $1 million that frees us. It'll be our belief that the $1 million frees us. The irony there, the joke, the cosmic joke, is you have just as much freedom to be yourself with $5 as you do with $1 million, because money has nothing to do with it. Take this breath. Feel what it is to be alive, to be yourself. Simply be. Imagine how a candle flame simply is free to be. Connect with the flame that is your own spirit. Bring yourself present as that flame, that light, that brightness, who you are, and how you do that is you control, you focus, you liberate yourself to come present, to focus on the perfection of this moment, the perfection of who you are. When you say, I am accomplishing, it is not about accomplishing something. It is, I am accomplishing. Who I am is accomplishing all I need to accomplish. And I am free to simply be. Because I am controlling, I am liberating, I am accomplishing, I am free. I am controlling, I am liberating, I am accomplishing, I am free. This is the seventh heart dance. This is how we come into the truth